It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
On Thursdays, right here in the slot, joins us from down in lovely Tampa. TJ, Jim and Jupiter says three players on this team have flirted with the portal multiple times. Is there any chance Farmer, Daryl Jackson, or Patrick Payton hit the portal, or are we safe?
Yeah, I think in college football, you never say never, but I don't have any concern there right now at all. I think they're very well taken care of in the NIL space. I think that they understand that they have flirted, you know, different guys, different amounts of times, enough. They've played that game enough, and I don't think they do it again. They're some of the more well taken care of guys on the team. They're supposed to be leaders this year. They're going to be the starters for a really good team that's supposed to go out and win 9.5 games again this year. So I don't think they will, but again, it is college football, so don't let me tell you never could be a possibility.
What about the flip side, receiving, bringing in players? What's the latest there?
Yeah, I mean, I think they will. I think they'll be strategic. I think this year in the portal, you saw them be a little bit more deliberate. Fans were even like, what are they doing? Why aren't they bringing anybody in? You know, DJU was your second commit on January 1st, and your first was Marvin Jones Jr., and that one was kind of a, I don't want to say a lock or an obvious one, but really until January 1st, you didn't have anybody that was like a surprise. And so I think they'll be slow. I think they'll be methodical. They're not even allowed to contact kids this week, which, you know, week's almost over anyway, due to the NCAA stuff that came down in December, or maybe early January. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, so they're not doing anything at the moment, but I expect them to pull in, I don't know, between 3 and 5 guys based on who enters the portal.
What position is most needy?
I'd probably say like a wide receiver one would be my highest target if I was the staff. They may disagree. They may say D tackle depth. But see, I think you've got two really good starters at D tackle. And so, you know, would you like depth everywhere? Absolutely you would. You've got okay depth behind the defensive tackle too. I just don't know that you have that one guy in the wide receiver room. I think you got a bunch of twos, threes, and fours in that room. And nobody has separated yet. Not that somebody couldn't. But if you had a bona fide, like, Keon Coleman or Johnny Wilson type that came into the portal, I think you try and go grab him.
Ken in the 912 in Georgia has this question. He says, ask TJ about that Mercer baseball team.
Woo! Got you on a midweek. Where was Ken when we were kicking everybody's butt all year? Florida State's 3-6. I am not going to play the game of, you know, midweeks don't matter. But, yeah, I mean, they had a really emotional week. and beat the heck out of their rivals, and then you play a Mercer baseball team that has good offense. You just, I don't know. You're coming off a series where you set the record for all-time attendance, and then you play Mercer on a Tuesday night who's like 18-16. There's 400 people at the game. You know, there's no excitement. There's no juice. Not that you shouldn't get up for it anyway, but I don't know. Just one of those weird things in baseball. I saw Miami lost to, Bethune-Cookman this week. I saw that Wake Forest lost to Old Dominion or something terrible. You know, like, it just happens. Wake loses to, I think, Old Dominion down in the 100s in RPI. Florida State loses to Mercer down in the 100s in RPI, and they play each other this weekend. And the winner of the series will completely forget about what happened on Tuesday night.
How about this as a life rule of thumb? If you're betting midweek college baseball, you may be a degenerate.
Yeah, maybe that's why kid's upset. Maybe he thought, this is a lock. Florida State's been really good in the midweek. That's their first midweek loss. They have three midweek wins against Florida. They have a midweek win against Jacksonville, which is also an RPI quad one or quad two win. So, yeah, they've been really good in the midweek. You're not going to run it forever. Baseball's weird. You're gonna slip up at times. I think we think of it like football, right, where it's like, oh, well, Florida State would – I mean, it's just not like that, you know. And so if they come out and beat Wake Forest this weekend, which should be a phenomenal series, everybody will forget about Tuesday for sure.
Kirkland in Macon, Georgia. Ask TJ, what's the mindset of the team coming off the snub from last year?
Well, half of them are in the NFL, so they don't care. You know, money fixes everything. So, that helps a bunch of them. I mean, for the guys that remain, you know, it's less impact guys, you know, you think about it, because they weren't, you know, the Verses and the Benses and the Travises and even Tate is not there anymore. So, I don't know. I think it's there. I certainly think it inspires some guys. It motivates them to never let this happen again. I think it's more of a, like, whole program mentality of, like, we're going to bunker down. Hey, nobody believes in us. Nobody likes us. Nobody cares about us. We just got to worry about ourselves and do our own thing. But, yeah, a lot of those guys are gone anyway. I think they've moved on. You know, I mean, you're never going to fully move on. Fans have not moved on. I've not moved on. You know, but, you know, Miami fans are still complaining about the pass interference against Ohio State in 2001, right? Like, it's part of, you're never going to let some things go. So, anyway, but as far as the team, I don't know that it's like a daily reminder. They have it pinned up in their locker if they think about it. And for the most part, they've moved on and they're ready to get through the rest of spring and into the summer.
I'm not saying that college-age players don't care. Obviously, if they compete, they do care. But I think the adults who are the fans in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s probably have more emotions about the snub than the players do.
That's a good point. They probably have more emotions about everything that happens, right?
That's
like,
right.
You know, the fact that a kid, and I'm guilty of this too, so I'll raise my hand and go down to the altar and confess, but the fact that a kid can choose to wear orange and blue and or garnet and gold and just make that decision based on who knows what, right? Money, location, it's where his mom and dad want him to go, the coach looked at him funny, whatever. And you hate him for 3 or 4 years or love him and think he's the – like, Dalvin Cook is one of the most beloved people in Florida State history. He flipped at the midnight hour. He was committed to the Gators. And so the love that we feel for him is – 10 times worse the hate that he is, you know, felt from UF, all because he just picked to go to a different school. And, you know, we take it so personally because that's our alma mater, or we had family that went there, or this, that, and the other. These kids do not care like that. Now, I'm not saying that guys like Jordan Travis don't care, don't want to win. They care, but they don't care like us, man. Like, it's a job for them, right? Like, they're working. And I'm not saying they don't love FSU. And there are – Derwin James had a – FSU tattoo, I think, in the eighth grade. You know, like, yeah, but most of these kids don't care. You know, like, that's just, we're cheering for the colors on the uniforms, man. Like, that's what it comes down to. And listen, do it passionately. I have no problem with it. But yeah, I agree with you, man. These kids care about a lot less than we do.
I'll take that to another level. And I know that on Twitter, everybody's school, when there's a recruiting class coming together, they will parade around a guy, maybe it's the quarterback recruit, who is the ace player recruiter among the class, right? And this guy's the rally guy, and he's the guy that's calling the players himself because he's committed, and he's talking to them on the phone, and he's DMing them, and he's trying to rally it, and it's working. Everybody loves this guy. He's the Pied Piper. My experience outside of that is every time in my almost 40 years of doing this and prior, when I would ask a player, what do you think about this recruiting class? They, TJ, would have no idea what I'm talking about, nor did they care.
No, they don't. I mean, there's like group chats now. I mean, social media and Twitter and stuff has made it a little more like familiar. But like, you know, guys decommit so much. They flip so much. They don't finish their 3 to 4 years out of school. That's the thing. People are like, Trevor Etienne goes to UJ. How could he do this? How can he go to our biggest rival? These kids don't care about rivalries, bro. Like, they don't. This is not like Yankees, Red Sox, man. Like, get out of here. This is college football, and they paid him a lot of money, so he's going to go play in Athens. It's not that deep. It's not that deep.
TJ, I'll let you get out on your Thursday, but is there any other Florida State news we're missing here?
We will have an update on Monday. I believe it's the next court case in the ACC-FSU saga. Nothing earth-shattering there. I expect the judge to say that discovery can happen and we're not throwing the case out. There's another case in the North Carolina one on May 2nd. Again, I don't think anything on either one of those is going to be earth-shattering, but for the people who enjoy the minutiae, we will certainly cover it and let you know what happens.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, for national stuff, if you're not an FSU fan, if you just cringe for 15 minutes while I'm on here talking every Thursday, you can go to College Football Addiction, and I'll talk about non-FSU college football. And if you're FSU, it's double fries, no slaw everywhere.
See you, man.
See you, buddy.
There he is. TJ Pittenger with us each and every Thursday. Dave Hooker when we come back from the break. My experience, and again, I see just like you do, every year, every team, there'll be a player in that recruiting class before they ever get to campus who is the one who's vocal, and he's the one that is helping recruit. He's become friends with a guy across the country who's looking at this school. My experience, which is vast decades, is the last thing the typical player's thinking about is who are we assembling here on this team. They just don't think that way. They're not obsessed with it like the obsessed fan. You think they are, but they're not. Dave Hooker as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 24 coming westbound out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. As you come through the Mount Juliet area, that's also busy on I-40 going westbound towards Davidson County as that traffic cranks up now on Vietnam Vets. Right there in Hendersonville headed towards Conference Drive, moving an accident, Gallatin Pike at Madison Boulevard. Hey, 24-7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Trying to get Dave Hooker. Andrew in the 478, I believe, in Georgia, says, Bill, I wrestled in college at 118. My walking around weight was around 145 to 150. That's pretty normal, I think. I mentioned I was watching an interview with Dustin Poirier within the last couple of years. It wasn't recent. And I think he fights at, what, 150 or below? His walking around rate, he said, is about 200 pounds, 195, 200. So they cut a lot, depending on your size now. Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports, up on Rocky Top. Dave, from spring practice, whether it was actual practice or whether it was the spring game, what did we learn, what did you learn about the Tennessee football team?
I think we probably learned Tennessee needs a tailback. I'll give you a couple quick hitters. I think we learned that Gaston Moore would probably be the backup quarterback if Tennessee had to play a game on Saturday, but that certainly could, things could change with Merklinger at the backup quarterback position. I think we learned that Tennessee's ready to talk about some of its freshmen, and they're ready to talk about some of the depth, and the overall talent level has increased. So we learned a lot, but those are the kind of the three things that stand out the most to me. This is a program that feels as if they're coming in their own in the off season, and whether or not they are, we'll find out this upcoming year, but they certainly feel that way.
When you say they need a running back, is that because Sampson is fine? We know what he can do, but there's a depth concern.
Yes. So I think Sampson's fine, but I think it would also be silly for him at about 195 pounds to get 25 carries a game or 25 touches a game, either if it's throwing him the ball or him carrying the ball out of the backfield. So I don't think you want to do that. I think you want somebody else that can be effective in those middle quarters, I would say, those second and third quarters, so that Samson can kind of be your guy to get things started, perhaps break something. And then he'll be your guy in the fourth quarter. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That's kind of when starters are determined nowadays, as you know, Bill.
There was brief talk last couple of days about Damian Martinez out of Oregon State. You and I, and I think every Tennessee person, brought up the name Dallin Hayden, which apparently nothing's going on there. But apparently Martinez is not a target of Tennessee's either at running back.
Nah, and I don't get the feeling that this staff likes this spring portal very much at all. I don't feel like they get to know guys enough, and I'm not saying they wouldn't take some incredible five-star running back if he called and said, I have got to come, and I don't need any NIL money. I mean, yes, they would take him. But I don't think they're crazy about it because they get through spring, and once you go through spring, I mean, the main goal of that, one of the main goals is to learn pass protection for running backs. And the last thing that Josh Heupel wants to do is have some running back out there that is not prepared in pass protection and makes Nico Iamaleva look stupid or makes his receivers look stupid. And I think that's the great fear there of not having another running back besides what they have right now.
Wrigley Field Vol on that topic. Ask Dave, why is there no interest in Dallin Hayden? Seems like our running back room needs an additional running back due to injuries. Was there some hurt feelings with Hayden when Heupel first took the job, or is there some backstory there he wants to know?
Yeah, I'm not exactly certain of a backstory, other than I would just go back to what I said. I don't think they're crazy about taking guys in general in the spring portal.
Right.
And I think part of the reason to kind of illustrate that is, you know, they took Dante Thornton last year, who I believe is going to be the comeback player, if not at Tennessee and in the SEC, this upcoming year. I think they tried to force him into a slot receiver position that wasn't his best fit. I felt like they could have known him as a player a little bit better, even though he wasn't a spring transfer portal guy, don't get me wrong. But I just think they want to know their guys that are coming in. I think golly, this is so overused, Bill. I almost hate saying it. But the team culture thing is so important to them. I think they want to know those guys coming in. So I just don't think the spring portal is going to be, if you're a spring transfer portal fan, I don't think Tennessee's your program.
Elijah Herring in the portal, number 44. Now, if you look at the stat sheet, he had a nice tackle total number. But, Dave, when I watched him, he looked lost most of the time.
Lost, bad hips. Couldn't flip, couldn't get down the field and run. Okay, here's a nice one. Can I go back in time for a little bit, Bill?
Yeah.
He is the exact opposite of Leonard Little. He should be. He should be playing defensive end. Well, I guess he would be the same as Leonard Little. But he played middle linebacker for some reason. Anyway, that goes back a while. Listen, he's not a middle linebacker. I don't think he has that lateral ability, Herring, and I think that he's probably a defensive end. Here's the problem, though. If you're Herring and you go to Tennessee and you say, you know, I was your leading tackler last year. If you want to move me to defensive end, that's fine. I would like a little bit of cash. Everybody else is getting paid. I would like to get paid, too. And then you look at him and you say, you got like 15 defensive ends right now and edge rushers. So there's not really an NIL place there for you. So I can see how it would get sideways. He's a little bit of a tweener. The Leonard Little comparison is not great because he was not a tweener. He was a great end. But I think Herring's a tweener, and I don't think he gets enough of a look at defensive end because Tennessee just doesn't need him at that position right now. So he probably looks elsewhere. But I'm not ruling that one out. I think he could come back. Just to go on record with that, I wouldn't be stunned if he returned.
Well, and his brother, Caleb, who is a defensive end and a little bit taller, I don't think he's mentioned anything about jumping in the portal, has he?
No, but which makes it, again, feel like a money grab, right?
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if your contract's up at a radio station in a month, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you floating your name out there to other potential competitors. I mean, that I have no problem with that. Now, the risk is, unlike what I was just referring to in a professional sense, if you put your name in the portal, the NCAA has made this neat little rule where you don't get your scholarship back. So that's the flip side. And I think a lot of guys, boy, countless guys, you know, we talk about all the players that have benefited from NIL, and there have been a lot, and I'm glad it's a thing. But how many hundreds of players have just kind of gotten flushed down the NIL toilet over the past couple of years by not finding a home? I bet that's happened more times than we can count, Bill.
Had somebody say that they were watching a copy of the spring game, the Tennessee spring game, not a Tennessee fan, and said the secondary looks like a mess still. Now, I frankly, Dave, I didn't watch it. Spring game bore me beyond belief. So I can't sit here and critique what he said, yay or nay. Would you agree with that assessment or not?
I actually would, and this is strange. So I actually watched the entire spring game again yesterday on the plane. I'm on vacation in Florida. So, and I watched the secondary a lot. So, yes, it looked like a mess, but it looked like an expected mess. It looked like a mess of guys that had just gotten on campus or had just asserted themselves in a starting role. I'm fine with that mess. The mess that I think Tennessee fans had a problem with is the guys just weren't athletic enough to play the positions that they were asked to play. That's the problem that you had if you're Tennessee. So if they've got people that are running around and they look lost because they're athletic and they're hustling, I'm okay with that because hopefully that takes care of itself by, you know, October or so. But are they going to be out of the chute a great secondary? No, but I'll tell you, they'll be deeper and more athletic despite, I won't say deeper, but they'll be more athletic and nearly as deep despite all that they lost in the offseason.
The young guys, Mike Matthews, Staley, anybody else, have they impressed enough to be a threat for playing time?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Matthews and Staley. I mean, you would have to really break from tradition to get a receiver into Josh Heupel's offense that is not in the top three. Typically, it's a top three play, and then if a guy gets hurt, then somebody else comes in. It's been the case the past couple of years with Tillman and Brew McCoy. So I think Tennessee actually could break with that tradition and run two sets of three wide receiver groupings. I think there's enough depth to do that. I think Matthews is one of those players. I would certainly mention Chris Brazel would be another one. I think there's a possibility they could have two sets of three that they could run in. Now, they're not going to sub during the actual drive because you don't want to allow the defense to sub. But could they have a second set of, air quotes, first team wide receivers that run out there? I think that's a real possibility, and I think it's something that would be a neat evolution, because imagine if not only you're running out there and you're running high tempo, but you're also fresh because you got a new group of receivers running in there. So I think that would be interesting to see if that evolves in Josh Heupel's offense.
Is the offensive line firmly solidified?
Well, it will be, but it's solidified thin. And, you know, they've got to get Andre Keurig to step up at left guard. I think he's going to be your guy there. I don't think there's any question about that. Spraggins at right guard. Cooper, who was banged up at the end of spring practice, will be your center, obviously. And, you know, after your first five, you've got Lance Hurd at left tackle, of course. And I just don't know where you're going after that. I don't feel great about any of the guys backing them up. I'm beginning to be won over by some things I'm hearing about Bison Lang, but that's a backup center position. I don't know that he's ready to play guard right now, but could be ready to play center next year. I just think it's thin. I think that if you could make one wish for the season, you're a Tennessee fan, it's probably no injuries on the offensive line. It'd be what I would wish for.
And they've got, not that you want true freshmen or can sit there and just pencil them in, maybe the hardest position to play. would be the offensive line for a true freshman. But this class, that this freshman class, they signed a bunch of offensive linemen, so maybe the hope is they develop a year from now when it's time to insert new players.
You know, I think so. I think to kind of use an NFL term, that you at times take the best player available on the board, and you put your efforts into getting him, and maybe that's a James Pierce, whereas you may have missed out on a three-star offensive guard. But at some point, you have to shift to your needs. And I think Tennessee has done that in this latest class, and I think the offensive line is a great example of that. I just think they had a lot of guys early in the process tell them no because they viewed Tennessee as a passing offense, as a gimmick offense, and they've overcome that now, but I think that really hurt them on the recruiting trail for a while.
You just stimulated my brain when it comes to James Pierce. I was having a conversation within the last week, and I was remarking, here is a true sophomore going into his junior year for the next football season, who some were saying as a sophomore would be this year if he could come out the top defensive player off the board, period, in the draft. Now, again, speculation, but very highly thought of. He's got one more year. Now, I'm not up there every day, so you may refute this. I don't remember one rumor, even bad Twitter rumor, about him getting poached or him leaving, which tells me they must have taken care of him early to shut anything down. Am I right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to go along the lines of, which tells me he's a true Tennessee fan and bleeds orange.
No,
right?
Hell no. No, no.
It's bank account's fat. Right. No, he probably did get taken care of. And there are probably players, that's funny you say that, there are probably players on every team that are kind of unapproachables. I would think, I mean, can you just call up and maybe you can get Jalen Milroe. I don't know. I would think some players would have untouchables that they're so battened down. And the contracts have got to start getting better. I mean, there are some guys, and you can look up their names, who left for Louisville, who did a signing at a local card shop and then cruised on out the door. What do you think those local autographs were worth? Nothing for somebody that plays at Louisville. So there's got to be some contracts worked in that. But there might be one for Pierce already. It wouldn't surprise me because you're right. There haven't been poaching rumors.
I mean, if I'm an opposing team, I'm poaching the heck out of that kid. I'm all over that. I mean.
Okay, but let me. Okay, you made me think now. Let me throw this argument at you. Other than Georgia, who probably is a strong favorite in a poaching battle against Tennessee. Right.
I know. Dave, tell everybody how they get your info.
Just offthehooksports.com. Offthehooksports.com.
All right. Have a good vacation, man. Appreciate it.
Goodbye.
I don't remember one rumor about Jay Spears. Why would you not be poaching him from coast to coast? I've found that odd for quite some time right now.
Good morning. Still some traffic current trying to get in right now from Hermitage as we stare at it live on 40 westbound over here at Central Pike. Behind it, you just got all that heavy traffic coming in from Wilson County, Mount Juliet area there in and through Hermitage. 65 still wants to slow down at times southbound in Millersville coming through that stretch of Sumner County. 24 is picked up now up by the Jolton exit. It's also heavy 24 westbound up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a brand new menu. Check them out for yourself today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time.
Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
Derrick
Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Started working yesterday on the show's Ten Commandments. And let me reiterate, you come up with something better, I'll take one of these out. I'll replace it. I say that nicely. Not a challenge. You guys are very creative. And a lot of these were suggestions by you folks. But this is a fluid list, is what I'm saying. I'll read some of them to you. Thou shalt not schedule weddings or social events during the playing portion. That's pretty clear. That one's not going to get replaced. Thou shalt not use the shotgun formation in the red zone. Thou shalt not determine playoff teams through a clown show committee. Thou shalt never have too many weenies on the grill. Thou shalt stop the run at all costs. Thou shalt never have guests on Mondays. Thou shalt not cancel the playing portion due to a virus. Thou shalt not use a countdown unless you stipulate it's not a countdown. Thou shalt not guest on Mondays. By the way, I listed that twice. You guys pointed that out to me. Tom, a bunch of you did. I didn't even notice it until later. Thou shalt not schedule active coaches. That's 10. Right there. That's 10. You guys collectively are very creative. You guys and gals. Very creative. If you've got something that should be on our Ten Commandment list, only 10. We're not going to extend it. If we add one, we have to subtract one. I'd say 6 or so of those are not going to get subtracted, but some could get subtracted. Such as thou shalt not have guests on Mondays. Now, that's true, but you may have something more catchy and funny and creative than that. or thou shalt not schedule active coaches. True, but you may have something that would replace that. Yeah, you may have something that you think is funnier and better. Ben, here in the 615, thou shalt not drop the potato, meaning lâche pas la patate, which is basically don't drop the potato, except it's morphed into on the show when I sign off, and that's, I would say that may be the most frequently asked question. Bill, what are you saying at the end? That makes no sense, Bill. What is that word? I don't even know. Are you slurring or what are you doing, Bill? Lâche pas. Bill, are you just like making up words from childhood or what are you doing? No, that's Cajun. I've explained it many times, but I'll explain it again. And that's what Ben's referring. Ben knows what it is, but it's just a clever Cajun sign-off. It basically means it's morphed into have a good day. Have a good one. Whatever you would say to somebody. Make it a great day, whatever, right? It's just a general term. And I told you I stole that from a guy that I used to watch years ago on YouTube who had a farm down in Louisiana. I'd watch him farm. His videos were about him farming. I know that's not real attractive. I know you guys are saying, Bill, that doesn't sound like much fun watching that. Well, I liked it. Working on his corn rows, planting seed, fertilizing his, I would watch it. I just found it entertaining. He was a really short, really fat Cajun guy with a beautiful Cajun accent. It'd be maybe him and about 10 or 15 of his relatives peeling onions. I mean, I know you're going to say, Bill, that is surely you got to get your entertainment better than that, Bill. I'd watch it. No, would I watch it more than 5 or 10 minutes? Probably not, but I thought it was funny. And he would always sign off and say, lâche pas. So I stole it there. I thefted that. And somewhere, and I don't remember, but somewhere back in the SiriusXM days, that started. I don't remember the first day of the first year. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, thou shalt not blame officials for the outcome of games. Johnny Crawford sent something like that yesterday as we were talking about this. And let me find his text. Bill, thou shalt know what you're talking about before you criticize officials. True. True. I mean, I'll give you one that got left out. Thou shalt not eject a player for playing physical. That's a top tenner, but it didn't get in there. Maybe it should. If you guys have anything that is creative, let me know. Kirkland and Macon. Bill, what do you think it's going to take for Louisville basketball to get back to greatness? Two things, players and coaching. They have not been well coached at all. Kenny Payne most recently. And they're not signing dudes like they did all those years I watched them. I come from the Denny Crum era. And he was a remarkable. Did anybody through that stretch, or maybe historically, sign more guys 6'4 to 6'9 who were just dudes, man? Just freaking ballers. Denny Crum's teams were always so phenomenally athletic. Love watching. Just loved it. Rusty at the top of the hour. Rusty Manziel. J.C. Shepherd, Hour 3 as well. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at a stalled truck a few minutes ago, adding to that delay that's trying to get in from Wilson County. It's really slow now in Hermitage on 40 westbound, just before Old Hickory Boulevard. Again, a little bit of extra time now, leaving Wilson County, coming in from Mount Juliet into Hermitage 40 westbound. Slow go because of a stalled truck, of all things. Traffic's picking up now through Franklin, Brentwood on 65 north, coming up through Williamson County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu, and they are delicious items. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was...
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 of 11, live on WNSR.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Right, a Buckeye in Texas says, Bill, thou shalt not cover an All-American receiver with a slow linebacker. I think he's referring to Smitty in 2020 versus the Buckeyes. I believe that is his target. What he's talking about. Sam Dog, thou shalt not burn the roux. If you burn the roux, you have to throw it out. There's no alternative. Do not burn the roux. Good point. I have yet to burn the roux, as far as I can remember. I am really meticulous when it comes to roux. So scared I'm going to go too far with it. I've yet to burn the roux. I'd say roux is very underrated. Personally. That's been my experience. Roddy Buckeye in Texas has another one. Thou shalt not claim a national title if somebody in your conference wins a national title. Look what our league did. Buckeye Brenda, thou shalt not kneel at the altar of analytics. I've always favored instincts from a coach over analytics? I know that's a forever debate. I don't really care either way. But I think a veteran coach and their instinct trumps analytics. Jim and Jupiter, thou shalt not eat at Sonny's Barbecue. I understand. Time in Myrtle Beach. Anybody want to stop in Atlanta before commitments for some golf with coaches? It's the Southern Company Peach Bowl Challenge, and it's April the 28th through the 30th coming up. That'd be, a little over a week out. And the coaches that are going to be there, he lists Eli Drinkwitz, Dan Mullen, Manny Diaz, Tubbs is going to be there. How about that? Tommy Tuberville, Mike Norvell, Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer, Kirby Smart, Hugh Freeze, Shane Beamer, and let me see who else I can find. Rick Neuheisel, Houston Dale Nutt, Jeff Munkin, Dan Lanning, Brent Key, Paul Johnson, Jim Grobe, Chan Gailey, PJ Fleck, Randy Etzel, Dave Doran. Think I got all the key names there. Houston Dale Nutt is going to be there. How about that? RJ, who is a Louisiana dude, that's his home. He lives in South Carolina, but he's Louisiana through and through. Bill, I always add a tad more oil than flour. I found that it prevents the roux from burning. What have I used? I save bacon grease and freeze it. And use it in place of butter. So, yes, oil, and you need some flour, but I find the flavoring of bacon grease to be the key ingredient, at least when it comes to gumbo, turkey gumbo. Which, talking about it, it's been a while because I always make it around Thanksgiving. And usually I've got some left into June. We ate it all over the holidays. It did not last at all. And we freeze container after container, tons of them. Because I'm telling you, 5-6 months later, you take out that frozen container, microwave it, it tastes like you just cooked it. It keeps so well with the Cajun sausage and all the mixings. But it's been several summers since I've done a summer, let's say a shrimp gumbo. That's what's next. Probably won't be able to do that before we get down to commitments, but right after commitments, I am embarking on a shrimp gumbo feast. It's been a while. We do turkey every year. We do not do the shrimp one, heck, every 5 years, which is a regrettable mistake. That will change. Jim and Jupiter said, I've never made roux, but I do use bacon grease in my Texas chili. It's so great. Bacon grease, folks, I'm telling you. Bacon grease would probably go well in, I'm going to say something dumb here, probably do well in coffee. Bacon grease would probably do well in a little pour of Pappy's. Hey, Bill, what's that in your Pappy's? A little bit of bacon grease. I know. A little weird, but it works for me here, y'all. Coming up, Rusty Manziel on 3. That is what is happening next. Then J.C. Sherbert in that third hour. Guesting it. Yes, we are. On this Thursday, we're adding to some guests. That is not what we do every day, but it fit. It worked today. Tomorrow, Coach Pete will check in hour one. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evening. Kevin Hagan, we actually taped Kevin this morning around 11 o'clock. And then Brad in Hour 3 on the Friday edition. A week from tomorrow, we'll be at the Omni. A week after that, we'll be in Florida at Commitments. Rusty, when we come back, Omni Nashville Hotel.